So what I'd like to begin with this important area is for all you wonderful people listening right now, is to recognize that sometimes it's actually quite tricky for us to realize just how much we can sometimes be in resistance with ourselves as HSPs until we become aware of it. And then it can be a big breakthrough for us. So what do I mean by this being in resistance? Well, one of the shifts that I had during my experience and my experience of my personal development was this recognition. And it was an awareness that as a result of my childhood and my upbringing and my path through life, I had developed a habit where I was experiencing what was like an inner tension. And that was showing up as me continuously second guessing everything I was saying, thinking, doing. And the actual reality of it was that I was in resistance to the truth of myself. I wasn't being truthful about how I was really feeling. I wasn't honoring myself. And the effect of that, as I say, was this resistance, which was draining. I wasn't being myself, wasn't able to do the work that I was here to do. And so this is an invitation to check in with yourself. It may not be showing up in the way that I've just described. It might not be quite as severe as the way I was experiencing it. But it is really important for us to recognize that there is an opportunity to be open, much more loving with ourselves, and just to be aware that we don't need to be in this resistance.
Well, this is really interesting, Willow. How have you seen this show up with HSPs?
So the way that I see it show up with HSPs is it's a tendency to be in some kind of battle with ourselves internally. So it's where we are in a place of a self-critical relationship with ourselves, where we're not honoring how we're feeling, perhaps as a result of wanting to protect ourselves in earlier stages of our lives, and a fear of really being seen, essentially, for who we are. So, in other words, the projection that we put out there into the world is not necessarily how we're really feeling and aligned with who we really are. And in order for us to create and project a false version of ourselves, means that we must be in resistance to who we really are.
Yeah, I see that a lot too. I feel like I had that experience too. It took a long time for me to kind of step into my authentic self and to really share who I was. And I think there are a lot of people, there's a lot of layers to this, isn't there? There's the layers of the messages that we've received about sensitivity from society, from our families, the invalidation of our real experiences, our real emotions. And I love what you said that I definitely see a lot of us are very self-critical. That's a huge one. It is always so fascinating to me that we're so compassionate towards others, but so self-critical towards ourselves. And it's interesting because if you are self-critical, you actually are activating some of that fight flight part of the brain, and you're literally releasing stress hormones and activating the whole alarm bell system just from being self-critical. So this is huge. And you said not honoring what we are really feeling, fear of being seen. I think that is so, I see that a lot. That's definitely how I felt. And it's so sad to think about that because I think about how many years I hid myself too, that it's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to share yourself in the world. It's hard to be criticized by others, to receive judgment, to have your own self-judgment. I always say it's kind of like if you have a bucket full of self-judgment yourself, and somebody puts that drop into it, now it's like, you really fall apart. But if you can do your own self work to work on self-acceptance, then it's like you can create tools around how you receive other people's judgments and how you don't absorb them in the same way, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's such an important point. Absolutely. Yes, if we are constantly in this negative self-view and this place of self-judgment, you're absolutely right. Then when others feel that in us, or perhaps when others just don't respond to us in the way that we're hoping, then it can push us over the edge. You know, we can be in this constant place of feeling like we're on guard, you know, this constant sort of sense of having to defend ourselves. You know, who's saying this about me? What does that mean? You know, what happens if I said that? Oh my God, you know, should I have said this? Should I have said that? You know, we're using our processing ability within on ourselves, you know, because we process so deeply, and it's an incredibly painful experience for us to do that. So one of the things that, you know, one of the effects that this can have is we can really get in the way of our own fulfillment, success, and development, because if we are essentially not wanting to be seen, then there's going to be a part of us that tends to sabotage what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? We tend to be feeling like we're doing everything, we're doing our best, but there's a part of us that actually doesn't want us to be seen for who we really are. And therefore, it can make our experience in life really, really tricky. So it's so important to have this awareness and to think, you know, am I being self-critical? Am I getting in my own way because I don't want to be seen? And there's a real beautiful transition that can happen here.
Yeah, and we see that spending time with sensitive people, what beautiful hearts sensitive people have, and the kindness and support they share to each other in this community, for example, is something that we were just talking about that before we started recording. And it's like we really, I think this is such an important topic to be talking about, that we can start to support and help people really feel safe to be themselves. And I think that a lot of that starts with our own personal development work. Because I know, I think about when I was in that space before I did my personal work and self-acceptance journey, because I did not feel like I had self-acceptance, that's for sure. I used to think that there was something wrong with me, that I couldn't connect to people. I felt like I always felt this little bit of a guard up. And, you know, I was so sensitive as a kid and so not supported in those sensitivities. And, you know, in situations in my family upbringing that didn't feel safe. And so there was that feeling of I got to protect myself by keeping myself closed, you know, on the other side of this wall. And so I thought, I can't connect to people. There's something wrong with me. And I walked around with, and it was really lonely too, when you're not really revealing yourself, and because you have to be vulnerable to truly connect with other people. And it's really lonely not to connect with other people, to be on the other side of that wall. And I believe that there is, especially for those of us that identify at the highest level of sensitivity, that I believe we can practice putting down the wall for particular people, but not for everybody. And we'll talk probably more about that too, but I do believe we have the ability to put that wall up and down, and that can be actually an important piece of your journey as a really highly sensitive person, right?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I was just nodding like a madman then, but just agreeing with everything you were saying right there. Yes, absolutely. It's the connection piece that we're longing for. But we're so frightened. I mean, if I speak for myself, when I experienced this in my own journey of personal development, it was that feeling of really wanting to connect and wanting to show who I am. But then that fear that if I put myself out there and I am being who I am, it's just going to get cut off or affected as it used to when I was younger. So it's this awareness that this is what the invitation that I hope is going to be there for as you guys are listening to this, is that we don't need to do that anymore as adults. It's actually recognizing that we have the ability to discern, exactly as you're saying, Julie, of people that we are safe to connect with. We can intuitively feel that we can connect with the right people. And also we can intuitively feel thinking, I don't think I really need to connect fully with this person for whatever reason. We can honor that, and the wall can come up or down appropriately. But it's recognizing that we have the choice and the conscious awareness to do that. So it's not running the show for us. In other words, we're constantly disconnected and we just don't know why. And that's one of the key areas of resistance, is that sense of being alone, and we just can't figure out why.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. If we grew up in an environment where we didn't feel accepted for who we were, we got told what's wrong with you, why are you so sensitive, you know, why are you reacting that way? I mean, if we got those kind of messages as a child and we didn't get that kind of support that we needed, of course we feel these ways. But that's also going to impact everything that we do. It impacts our connections to people, our relationships. Pretty hard to be in successful relationships if we can't put that wall down and truly connect. And so practicing that, I often think practicing that with another highly sensitive person that you connect to is a good place to start, which is why I think that sensitive people need to spend time together. Because, you know, we talk about that even in this community, that people show up in this community and it's like, they're like, wow, this is really different than, you know, most places. It's like we dive down into subjects quite deeply, into conversations, and we feel the support with each other. There's a kindness and a support between us as sensitive people. And I think that helps us put that wall down a little bit and to practice that. And, you know, I've shared in other episodes that when I started to try to put my wall down, I literally was physically shaking. It was so terrifying to me to really reveal myself, my true self, to anyone, because I felt like I got to hide how sensitive I am. I have to hide my reaction to this. I have to hide myself in some way. And Willa, if we had both stayed in that place, we would not be doing what we're doing now. And I think both of us see that, like I, in the HSPs and business group in our community, I see such potential. And we have to, like, I see HSPs have so much to give, so much to offer. And I know that if we could get them into a place that really believes in themselves and starts to have that self-acceptance, and that they can then shine their light in the world. And there's so much light to share. And I think sensitive people have so much to share. And it's such an important piece of that to practice working on that self-love, self-compassion, self-acceptance.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. It's definitely the practice. It's giving ourselves the opportunity to realize for ourselves that we are now safe as adults. We might get the feelings that come up that we used to get when we were younger, but it's recognizing for ourselves that we can begin to let that wall come down, especially with people that we love and trust. Other HSPs is such a good way for us to practice this. And gradually what happens is we start to realize for ourselves that the false beliefs that we're running are no longer true about ourselves, about the world around us. This doesn't mean that we walk around like an open book and just think, oh, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. This is about taking it gently, and it's being kind and loving with ourselves, but it is also taking that little leap of faith and trusting that we will be held if we're in the right circumstances. And now, these days, I really love to play with that. Like, I really like to kind of show who I am in a silly way, perhaps when I'm in the supermarket buying some bread or whatever it is, or have chatting to the, you know, the staff in the supermarket, and just, you know, and because I obviously have relationships, because I'm close to the people in the village here, you know, sometimes people will say, wow, you really think about things very deeply. I'm like, yeah, I really do. Yes. And I really like that reflection now. And I enjoy the kind of interactions that come, and, you know, and how people experience the real me.